Welcome, loving viewers, to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television. Exuding beauty and benevolence, Eliza Roberts is a kind-hearted soul who uses her voice in the Hollywood film industry to speak up for the welfare of all animals. Hailing from an illustrious and talented entertainment family, Eliza had an early introduction to Hollywood. With her gifted genes and a nurturing environment, Eliza naturally progressed to becoming a successful actress and casting director in her own right. She has had roles in over 30 films and television shows, bringing her special presence and talent to the characters in All in the Family, Animal House, St. Elsewhere, Doctor Who, and in the upcoming The Way Shower, in which she teams up with her Oscar-nominated husband, Eric Roberts. Supreme Master Television had the honor to interview Eliza at her beautiful home in Southern California, a true sanctuary for both humans and animals.
And the squirrels are always up here. We call this the treehouse, and they jump from that roof to here, and that's a walnut tree, and they eat out of our hands.
From the precious life of a small bee to cats, dogs, and even bears, Eliza has a deep respect for the existence and sentient nature of all beings. Wild animals such as squirrels and raccoons also find a welcome haven at the Roberts household.
One day, a former nanny of mine, she knew we had a lot of squirrels on the property and that they eat out of our hands and stuff, and that we've really studied what's good for them dietarily and everything. And she had been in the park and found a baby that had fallen out of a tree, and she was smart. She waited like almost a full day for the mom to come back. Mom didn't come back, and she took the baby home and kept returning to the place with the baby, you know, just really giving it a chance, looked all over and everything. And she brought him over here, and we have lots of pictures of him and our kittens, our rescue kittens, eating together, the squirrel eating a grape and the kittens eating, you know, their kitten food. And we then called, you know, one of the squirrel minding people to get some expertise, and we said, we have this property, come look and see if you want to set up some nest boxes and things, and they did. Found the market that has nuts all year round. That was very difficult, because usually, see, walnuts, they're not supposed to eat only peanuts, so we can't do that. So let's see. We have another squirrel feeder over here. Right here. This is also for squirrels. They open this up down.
With her Oscar-nominated husband, Eric Roberts, Eliza is frequently invited to various locations for film projects. Several years ago, they traveled to Russia, and their host took them to a tourist area that was surrounded by wilderness. In the midst of this beautiful landscape was a depressed bear held in a tiny cage. Even in this distant land, Eliza and Eric continued with their animal rescue efforts.
You could see he was depressed. It was hell. I mean, he was going to stand in there. I immediately got a panic attack for the rest of his life. I just panicked and said, we have to rescue that bear. You know, when Eric's traveling countries like that, they give him a team of bodyguards. It was kind of the chief of police and this amazing group of guys. And I said, what authority do we go to? Because we want to do something for that bear. And they said, oh, this is Roberts. We have people who need the help. You're worrying about the animal. And then Eric was offered to do some episodes of a Russian TV series shooting here. But they said, we want to do a lot of publicity about it. And we said, okay, we're going to do this through the press. That's what we'll do. We said, we will do this if you promise to get us a journalist and a team to release this bear from this circumstance. Wow. And they did. They guaranteed that they would, even if they had to pay a lot of money to buy the bear and put him somewhere else, and it had to be documented so that we knew it was really happening. And we had written to every organization on earth about this. And they did a whole show about it. they went to the owner, who they didn't have to pay any money. They took the bear, who it turned out was 3 years old. They renamed him Eric.
Eric the bear was moved to a natural habitat to live out his days in freedom and safety. A therapist was hired to help reintroduce him to other bears. Eventually, he met a female bear similar in age and fell in love with her.
I couldn't stop thinking about that bear. Just the idea. I just thought, and I said to the people, how would you feel if you were locked in a small space where you couldn't move for the rest of your life? And every day and night is the same. Just you're standing there. It's absolute hell, torture. So fix that. That was good. We get a lot of updates about him. He's thriving, and the story is there, and you know, it's encouraged a whole kind of change of thinking for a lot of people, I've heard. And then that station did a big long piece on it and really followed up. There was so much feedback all over the world. So that felt great.
Once again, Eliza and Eric showed how their passion for compassion went a long way in saving the life of another being and influenced the mindset of many others towards having greater kindness for animals. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Vegetarian Elite will be right back after these brief messages.
Now, we've traveled the world for movies, obviously, and we find a lot of vegan people all over the world. It's really encouraging.
Thank you for joining us again for Supreme Master Television's Vegetarian Elite, featuring the kind-hearted actress Eliza Roberts. Among the many hats she wears as an actress, casting director, animal advocate, and manager, Eliza is also an accomplished author. She wrote the book Driving Home, which explores the concept of the home environment being a critical factor in the development of a child. Thus, Eliza believes that a nurturing family environment would help foster a gentler world for both humans and animals.
Now, abused kids grow up violent, and that's been proven a billion times over. So, and then it's very, very hard to fix at that point. But could it have been prevented? 100%, absolutely. And so it's the same thing with the damage that we're doing to people's interaction, our whole world, by thinking it's fine to have an industry where we kill living creatures. We dominate them that way, and we are desensitized to it and stuff. That's just, you know, it's a sin, you know. So, and I don't even believe in that concept necessarily, but I do there.
As Hollywood actors, both Eliza and Eric are in a unique position to affect more change on the public through their film work. They strive to work on meaningful projects with constructive messages for society.
We're about to do a film that all of us are involved in, and the film itself has content. It's about peace through parenting and animal awareness, just to kind of show that you can live that way. So many people are doing that about greening the environment, and that's fantastic. But, you know, our bigger concern is, you know, creatures, including humans, that can feel pain or fear. There's so much pain and fear in the world that can be avoided or prevented. And the idea of any dependent creature experiencing pain or fear, you know, our goal is to just eradicate that whole phenomenon. And I know that's kind of a tall order, but look at the amazing things that have happened. I mean, even with things like cigarettes and alcohol, it's kind of a mainstream culture of people who wouldn't think of smoking. And same with alcohol. So many people are sober, or they just don't drink at all. And if you would have asked 15 years ago, is it possible to have that much reduction in cigarettes, let's say, most intelligent people would say, there's no way. But just with the kind of a repetitive campaign and awareness, and I think we can do the same thing here. I do.
Eliza's optimistic outlook and solution to creating a vegan world parallels that of Supreme Master Television, which regularly broadcasts important messages on the need to adopt a plant-based diet for the animals, our health, and the planet.
I just did a movie. Okay, I just did a movie, and there is an actress there, and she's from a very well-known family in our business, and she works a lot, and she's well-known. And she's, she just couldn't wait for steak grill day. I think even with someone like her, all they need is a gentle explanation of one thing and a delicious taste of their favorite chicken McNugget that's not chicken. Just a delicious taste. And if we could give that to people, if there was a budget to just say, we're going to feed you for a month for free, vegan. You make the menu. We're going to do the vegan free food for the family, lunches for the kids, parties for your friends. And then a little thing, remember, this is the chicken you saved, this is the fish you saved, this is what it is to suffocate if you're a fish, you know, that it would work. I really think it would work. It really would. I'm telling you, it really would. Or this is the animal you've personally set free. You know, I really think it's doable. I think people have hearts and souls.
On November 8th, 2009, at a climate change conference in Washington, D.C., USA, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke via video conference of the inherent goodness of humanity that is veiled by unawareness, which must be lifted to create a golden era on Earth.
Humans are naturally more generous and peaceful in their heart. It's just that we all have been misinformed, misunderstood for a long, long, long time. We thought meat is good for us. We thought dairy is good for us. We thought fish is good for us. We thought eggs are good for us. It's all wrong. It's all the opposite. It all has been proven that these things that we have been told that good for us, like meat, fish, dairy, eggs, whatever animal products are good for us, is all wrong. It's the opposite of what is good. It has been bringing us suffering, sickness, and tremendous loss of financial from taxpayers for curing disease and related business. And above all, it is eating up our planet. It's not just killing people, it's not just killing animals, it's killing our planet. And we have to stop it in order to save our world. We just turn around, that's it. Just walk the opposite way, the right way, without causing any more suffering, no taking more lives, but loving and protecting all creatures. That's the leap that our humanity needs.
With such a tender heart for animals, Eliza shares her hopeful vision for a future where all humans adopt a vegan lifestyle and treat our animal co-inhabitants with love and due respect for the divine beings they are.
Violence clones itself, and eating meat is an act of violence. And for every time you do it, you're recreating it. So that is power, the ability to stop that cycle. That is a really positive use of power. When in doubt, give. And with an animal, you don't have to do much. Just care for it. When we send out a bulletin through all the organizations that come together on my mailing list, and people respond, it's so heartwarming. Because people will, they take it very seriously. They care about every single animal. That's just, if everybody did that, just imagine the world.
We are grateful, Eliza, for your kindred spirit in caring for our animal brethren and sharing the vegan message to elevate our world. May heaven bless you evermore with health and beauty as you give voice to our animal benefactors. For their loving devotion in championing animal welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Eliza and Eric Roberts both with the Shining World Hero Award. Gracious viewers, thank you for joining us for the conclusion of our three-part series on actress Eliza Roberts here on Supreme Master Television's Vegetarian Elite. Up next is Between Master and Disciples. Let us all adopt the compassionate lifestyle that is befitting of our noble heritage.
Hi, I'm Eric Roberts and my wife Eliza.
You're watching Supreme Master Television. Be veg, go green.
To save the planet.
For a glimpse into Eliza Roberts' life and family, please visit www.ericrobertsactor.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.